The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me this afternoon. And in many ways, a very sad afternoon in the radio broadcasting community and in the Christian community as well. Let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. It's been at least 20 years ago, all of the radio trade publications, the magazines, as well as all of the experts in radio broadcasting were making predictions about AM radio. And almost all of those predictions were very dire, very negative. Many of them were saying in 10 years, AM radio would be dead. Talk radio would be dead. It was the advent of satellite, the growth of AM radio, the explosion of music radio. And again, the predictions for AM radio and particularly talk radio, very dire, very gloomy. But they didn't take into account Rush Limbaugh. They didn't take into account the incredible popularity of Rush Limbaugh, the EIB network, the man behind the golden EIB microphone. And for over 30 years, Rush Limbaugh blazed new paths, new ways for AM radio particularly, but also talk radio. Rush Limbaugh died today at 70, at the age of 70, after battling lung cancer for just over a year. He announced back in January of last year that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And usually, as most of you know, the prognosis for stage 4 lung cancer is very, very short. Joy and I had a very precious friend who was the picture of health. She was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and she was gone in 4 weeks. So his survival was almost miraculous that he made it over a year. And all of the pronouncements about the death of talk radio, particularly AM radio, were certainly not true. Today, when Rush Limbaugh died, his program was airing on more than 100 radio stations across the United States and other places around the world, and 27 million people tuned into his broadcast every week. He was the king of AM radio. He was one of a kind. As I said a few moments ago, we throw around terms like icon and legend, and usually those terms are not really deserved, but in the case of Rush Limbaugh, they certainly were. Here is the most encouraging thing to me. I have listened to Rush on and off for many, many years, admired his creativity, his enthusiasm. And again, he was a pioneer. He was a pioneer for all of the other conservative talk show hosts and many of the wannabe liberals. Some of you may remember the failed experiment called, what was it, Air America, I believe it was, the liberal network. They were going to take on Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, well, they didn't last very long because they weren't Rush Limbaugh, and their ideology was incredibly shallow and flawed and false. But I remember years ago wondering about Rush Limbaugh's spiritual condition. I wondered if he really knew the Lord. Then I got acquainted with his brother, David. Now, David and I are not best buddies. We don't golf every weekend, but I've met David on several occasions. I've had him on my program several times, read, I think, all of the books that he has written. And Rush Limbaugh's brother, David, is an outstanding, dynamic, outspoken, Bible-believing, Christ-honoring Christian. And I think it was the second time that I interviewed David. I didn't know whether I should ask him or not, but finally I built up my courage, and I hope I asked in a gracious manner. I said, "Your brother, what is his spiritual condition?" And I don't remember the exact answer, but David Limbaugh at the time said, "It's growing. Rush and I talk a lot, and it's growing." I was encouraged by that. And if you have listened to Rush Limbaugh in the last, particularly the last 6 months, Rush Limbaugh has made it absolutely clear. I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know the circumstances leading up to it, but I have no doubt whatsoever that when Rush Limbaugh died today, he knew Jesus Christ as personal Savior. He had given his heart to Christ. I have no doubt about that, and neither did he. Through all of the years, he really didn't speak about faith until recently. He was dealing, of course, with his own brevity. He was dealing with the fact that he did have a death sentence on him. Those were his words, not mine. And as I said, I have no idea when it happened, but I have no doubt whatsoever that Rush Limbaugh had accepted Christ, and he is enjoying the wonders and the glories of heaven today. But here's something else that I'm reminded of today. The absolute vitriolic, deep-seated hatred of the liberal left. I'm a part of a radio Facebook group. It's about old-time AM radio. Someone invited me to join it, and I got involved several months ago. And they don't look at it very often, but occasionally I look at posts. And a bunch of old dudes that have been involved in AM radio for years. And I thought, I wonder what they're saying about Rush Limbaugh today. This is a radio board, a radio Facebook group. I shouldn't have been shocked, but I was, at the vitriol, the hatred, the anger, the profound feign anger and the rejoicing over the death of Rush Limbaugh. I honestly could not believe what I was reading. Post after post after post after post. We're grateful he's dead. He should have died 10 years ago. May he rot in hell. And again, profanity and obscenity being poured out and rejoicing in the death of this man. The news media loves to attempt to portray the right as filled with hate and anger. But I think you folks know the truth. Most of the hate and the anger and the division today is not coming from conservatives. It's not coming from the right. It's coming from the left. Rush Limbaugh is going to be deeply missed. I have no idea how they're going to replace him. I would assume that his program will just go away. Who could possibly step into the shoes of a Rush Limbaugh? Radio is sadder. Heaven is sweeter.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. The telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Conservative radio lost an icon, a legend. Christian music also today lost an icon, a legend. Carmen has passed away at the age 65. I'll give you more details about that. But first, I understand we have William in Westerville who wants to continue the discussion about Rush Limbaugh. William, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
How are you doing, Bob? Welcome back.
Thank you, William. Thank you. Thank you.
First of all, you made a comment about the left dividing and separating this country, but it's both sides. Case in point, January 6th. But what I want to talk about with Rush Limbaugh, I want to try to get an understanding. Are you saying that, are you putting him in heaven today with your comments that you just made?
If what he said on the radio in the last 6 months is true, yes.
Well, I don't listen to him exactly. What did he say?
He said that he had trusted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. That's what he said.
Okay. I'm reading, if I may, since the Word of God is what this is all about, centers around Jesus. The Word of God in 2:38 says that Peter told him to be saved. You have to repent, be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ will admit your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So you're saying that Rush Limbaugh qualified for all those that the Word of God says, not me, that the Word of God says, because I haven't heard him repent for all the racist remarks that he made, the offensiveness that he did to black people, to women, and to the things
that's interesting.
I haven't heard him repent for those things.
Well, that's interesting. You just said you don't listen to him. So how do you know whether he has or not?
I'm asking you.
Asking me what?
I haven't heard that. I heard from you that he gave, but I haven't heard that he repented for all
that
those
things. That if thou shalt, the Word of God says that
him,
if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou mm-hmm. shalt be saved.
Thou
Rush Limbaugh said
saved.
That he has, wait, William, Rush Limbaugh I'm said listening. That he has done that, so I am assuming that since he trusted Christ as Savior, as the Word of God says, that he was saved, he was born again, and he went to heaven. Was he perfect? No, neither are you, neither am I. I don't know much about his personal life, but he expressed his faith and trust in the saving blood of Jesus Christ. I hope you're not trying to add works to salvation, are you?
I'm not adding works to salvation. I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm talking about the Bible says you know the people, you know a tree by the fruit that it bears. And Rush Limbaugh, the things that I heard of him, he lashed out. He put out a lot of bad fruit.
The things that you've heard.
Have I missed something that he repented of that? Because in order to make it, you have to repent. You, me, anyone, you have to repent of your sins and of the things that he's done wrong. And if you can't admit that you've done anything wrong,
William,
the Bible
William,
tells you
William, you have no idea
off,
whether he repented or not.
Bob, but you don't know either. But you
he said
that he's in heaven.
William, he said he has trusted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. That is what is required to get to heaven, unless you want to add a bunch of stuff.
President Obama said that Jesus is his personal Savior, too, but you don't think he's saved.
I don't know whether he is or not, and I've said that repeatedly. William, I have said repeatedly, I do not know whether Barack Obama is saved or not, and I've also said I certainly hope that he is, but I don't know whether he is or not. But I do know that within the last 6 months, and I don't listen to Rush very often. I'm not in the car. I'm not listening to the radio. I have listened probably to, in the last year, 1 hour total of Rush Limbaugh in the last year. But I do listen to little bits and pieces, and I have heard his personal testimony that he has accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And you know what, William? I'm going to let God judge him. I don't think you're qualified. I don't think I am either.
I'm not judging him, Bob, but I'm not the one that just sat up here and put him in heaven. Okay? But I love you,
William,
Bob. I'm glad
William,
you're back.
William,
we'll talk again. Yes,
but
sir?
William, you... No, I'll just leave it at that. I appreciate your call, William. Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Ah, this is what I'm talking about with the left. Here is someone who has expressed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But because he wasn't aligned politically or didn't say what this caller or someone else thought that they wanted him to say, they're questioning his salvation. And let me repeat, I have no idea whether Barack Obama is saved or not. I do know this. He attended a church for over 20 years where the gospel was not presented. Isn't it interesting how the left can't even allow someone to die peacefully. This is the left today. This is the left today. All right, quick break. We'll be back.